Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing today? Where are my total killers at? Guys who are focused and driven to achieve your goals in life. Wait for you guys to get on the feet. Here they come, here they come. How are you guys doing today? So glad that we're here together. Just two guys just talking about life, help you get closer to your goals just by just talking about it, right? Helping you raise the average of the five people you hang around most. Hopefully I can do that for you. Hopefully me showing up, us connecting, using the power of the internet and helping you think about what you want most every single day just a little bit is helping you get closer to those goals. Certainly feeling more positive about the journey. Sometimes it's not about the goals that we achieve or don't achieve. It's about the journey, how we're feeling at the time. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing today, sir? Good to see you here for our daily workout. Hey, for those of you who want to reach out and add, you know, more an interesting element to this morning connection every single day, if you want to give me a call, the number is 213-973-8790. 213-973-8790. You may want to write that down, because as we get to know each other, you feel more and more comfortable. Maybe right now is the time where you feel bold enough. Maybe you're just getting to know me. And right now, maybe isn't the time, but it may be coming soon, where you can get my perspective, my objectivity as just a friend, just a brother going through this journey through life just like you. Maybe you admire some of the things I've accomplished in the past, and you want some insight on how to do the same things. I will be more than happy to share everything that I've learned with you. Good morning, John. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today? Just hit the gym. All right, way to start off your day moving, right, and working out your mind here on this morning connection. So write down that number, 213-973-8790. Think that as we develop this morning connection and we develop your habits, it'll be a great way to make it more interesting for all of us, sharing your experiences. Again, maybe you just want to comment on what you find most valuable about this morning connection every single day, your feedback, your comments, questions, anything that you can do to help yourself get what you want most in life. That's what this is all about. It's light. It's fun. There's not a whole bunch of action steps to get you feeling this angst, like, oh, God, I got to do this. Hey, I know he's giving me great advice. I'm just not ready to do it all. I'm overwhelmed just taking care of everything that I got to do already, right? Now I've got these action steps that I know will help me. How do I add that on top? I don't want this morning connection to be anything like that or cause those feelings. This is just about getting your head straight. When you get your head and your heart in the right place, what to do, the strategies to choose, and following through will become much, much easier. So as we talk about this today, I'll stimulate some thought, hopefully. Again, send me an email. I want you to get in the habit of sending me an email every single day just to lock this in and tell me how much this is helping you. Tell me how what you find most valuable about the time that we spend together, right? I want to be quick. I want to be efficient with your time. But send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. Also, that phone number is 213. It is 973-8790. All right, you got that number down? All right. Feel free to give me a call. When you do call up at the beginning of our live broadcast, I'll finish the message for today, and then we'll get to your question after the message for today. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Good morning, Joey. How are you today? Awesome, awesome. Joey loves it. It's on the different areas of life, just giving you some things to think about to succeed in life. Today I want to talk about confidence, and I want to talk about how to be popular, right? Now, one thing I've learned in my journey through life is that sometimes I don't really think like a lot of people out there, right? And we're told to embrace our uniqueness, right? You see that, read that in the memes all the time over the internet. Just be you. Don't bend to pressure. Just continue being you, and everything will work out fine. You just got to believe in yourself, right? And what I've realized that, you know, if you are going to be, and I use this metaphor, or I use this statistic, and it's not based on any science, but if you're going to become that 1 out of 10, or that 1 out of 100 that are going to be happy and fulfilled and successful, you know, it's not necessarily an easy journey. It's challenging, but that's what makes it fun, right? That's what makes it, when you can look around and see the life that you've created, that you're that 1 out of 10, or even 1 out of 100, that's what makes it special. The best things in life are reserved for the people who are the most tenacious, most mentally and emotionally flexible, the most consistent. All those qualities, they're challenging, and that's what makes this game of life so rewarding when you're winning, right? So when you apply all those qualities, characteristics, you take those actions for a long enough period of time, you get to enjoy success. You become that 1 out of 10, or even that 1 out of 100. And you intellectually, you know that, right? So you intellectually know that you're not going to think like most people, right? But the challenge is that if you don't think like most people, does that make you popular, right? And what I've realized, and, you know, I know a lot of people who come into my circle along this journey, we connect because we're a lot alike. I may be a little bit older, a little bit more experienced. I've gone through the battle and maybe come out the other side, that the battles that you haven't quite fought yet, so I can give you some perspective. But we as people, you can relate to what I'm saying, who I am, what I'm all about, my values, where I'm going, what's important to me, what's not important to me, right? So, you know, what I've noticed is that, you know, I find it sometimes strange the way that other people think. And I mention it sometimes during this morning connection. I'm just thinking, hey, guys, you know, I know you want to get to this other side. And I know you're thinking like the masses. I know a lot of people who seem successful. I mean, look a little deeper. Are they really happy? Are they really getting what they want? They're really, you're admiring them because they're so successful in one area of life. But some other areas like that they're not that great at, they're telling you, oh, don't worry about it, forget it. That's not important, right? What if you could be confident and popular, and that's the way you really wanted it? And you said, you know what, there is a way if I'm committed, there is a way if I'm tenacious, and I find a way, rather than saying it's not possible. And I know that some of your leaders are kind of telling you some of those things, like telling you forget about things. Hello, Dan. Hello, Yim. And hello, Jeremy and Christian. Thank you so much for joining this morning connection. Live video chat, or daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning, right? Okay, so they're kind of telling you don't, those things aren't important. Don't worry about it. If you look a little more closely, their message comes on over and over again. You can tell that they're challenged with what they're saying, or they wouldn't talk about it so much, right? And that's something I want you to remember, that saying no is the easiest thing. Saying that it's not possible is the easiest thing. And sometimes those same leaders are telling you in one area of life that you just think they are totally amazing. I mean, that is their claim to fame. I mean, they have become that 1 out of 100, and they're telling you, don't give up, don't quit, keep on going. And at the same time, maybe that focus, maybe something that's not important to them, they are challenged in an area of life, and they tell you to give up on that. It's important that as you go for what you want in life, you ask yourself, continually ask yourself, if I could have it any way I want, if I was unstoppable, you know, if I can dust myself off with magic dust and I could have it any way I want it. Not that you might not be able to get what you want, but you have to start off by putting yourself in that scenario. How would I want it? Many times you want and not or. So if you have leaders telling you it's this or that, well, that may not necessarily be so be the truth. And if you adopt that, you'll never find the distinctions, the strategies to make it happen. So, you know, I talk about a lot of times people tell you, just be you, be confident, and the world will conform to you, and that sounds great, but some of us know we have things that we need to work on. So How do you build that confidence, right? And how, if you have that need or that desire to be popular, I just want to give you some things to think about. And first of all, I want to talk about when you were a kid. If you remember this in the playground, and you know, there's a group of kids, the popular kids, not so popular kids, and everybody in between. I don't know where you fit into that group. And there was a couple of options. We can go play at this playground. We can go play ball over there. Or we can go back to our classrooms or whatever. There were several options in the group. Could be three or four. You know, it could be five. You know, it can even be two people, right? Think about those situations. And you said, hey, everybody, let's go over here. And then you turned around and you started walking in that direction. Maybe it was to the playground. And you felt as though you were very confident in what you were doing. And you felt as though that it was such an obvious decision to do that, that everybody would join in, right? You believed in it so much. And you walked in that direction. And then you kind of turned around and nobody was following you. Nobody thought what you felt was a popular choice that everybody would want to do. They're not buying into it, right? And how did that tax your sense of confidence? Did you just keep on walking? And did you say, well, you know what? Who cares then? I'll do this alone, right? I don't know if that's the best choice. I mean, if your goal isn't just to prove to yourself that you're doing something some way. I mean, maybe being sensory acute to what the needs of other people are. But tell me how that affected your sense of confidence. And how about the next time that you got into that situation where you said, hey, everybody, hey, let's go this way. Let's go to the park. And you have those references, those experiences where you felt so embarrassed because you walked that way and all the rest of them didn't follow you, right? I mean, how does that feel? And, you know, how does that apply to life right now as you're going for your dreams, as you're trying to sell yourself, as you're trying to have the confidence to get what it is you really want in life, even if you're different, you're unique? You know, are you that 1 out of 10 that just thinks in a positive way and you're going to get there, and the other 9, they're just struggling through life? Now, there are a lot of people who are going to tell you that you just keep on doing what you're doing, the other people are wrong, right? But if you got everything you want in life, then just keep on doing that. If you are struggling and you don't have that life the way that you really want, if you could sprinkle magic dust on yourself and really work hard to get what you really want, is that what you really want? Do you want to be walking alone? Do you want to be so confident even though it's not the popular choice? Well, the thing is you need to think about is, why do you do the things you do? Why is it so important for you to be popular? You know, like if you have a sincere message and desire to help other people, that's what my whole life is centered around, how I can help other people, and especially all the things that I've been challenged with. You know, because I know that there are a lot of people who are just like me who have gone through the same experiences that I have, and they're like me, scratching, clawing, looking for answers to get to the other side. And I take great joy out of helping people break through those same things. My goal is to help them get to that other side a lot sooner than I did, so they can enjoy a greater quality of life a lot sooner than me. That's what drives me. That's why I would want to be popular. Right? So why do you want to be popular? Because if you're popular, that validates your sense of confidence. Why is it important for you to be popular? I want to change people's lives. You know, I want more people to hear what I have to say, because I know the way you're feeling. I look over the internet. I get emails. I've been helping men all over the world for years. I know the challenge. Now, again, my way of thinking is different than the masses a lot of times. I find that out. But I don't just keep on walking in my direction. I have to be sensory acute if my real desire is to help other people and it's not just about me. And one thing I've learned, right, and so if you're going through this journey of life, is that I can't just talk about the way that I think it should be because I have a proven track record of success. I can do that, but the masses who need my help, they won't be able to relate. I'm not being sensory acute to their needs the way they think. And there's a way that you can be confident in what you're doing without succumbing to the peer pressure of other people. And at the same time, being sensory acute to other people's needs, stepping in their shoes, speaking their language, right? Being in touch with their needs. And then when they come to your other side, right, that's when you give them the 1 out of 10 mindset, the 1 out of 100 mindset. You see what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of things like if you've been watching this Morning Connection live video chat, it's been my goal. I mean, I get up every morning. I'm so eager to help you guys. I think you see that enthusiasm. How can I help these guys in some way, shape, or form? Hello, Ferris, and hello, Alicia. Thank you for joining us this morning, right? And so I can't just confidently just walk in the direction if my sincere desire is to help the rest of the 9 who aren't following me, right? And there's some of experts or motivational speakers or, you know, they're telling you to not be sensory, don't care. Many of us, it's not about doing things just for the sake of being popular, like it's all about you. It's about how can I be more influential, right? So you have a message, a serious desire to help other people. And you know what? Maybe you need to make some adjustments. You can't just keep on doing what you're doing, do that lonely path. If you really want to make an impact on other people, or do you want to just save and feel good about yourself? Right? And there's a couple of things that come to mind with me is what I try to do is there's one thing that I've talked about several times is about haters, haters, haters. You know, that 1 out of 10 mentality, I mean, and you've heard me talk about it, I just, that is such a waste of time in my head, you know? And I think if you talk to the most leaders about the haters, right? Focusing on the haters. Like you're going to get 100% approval with anything you do as a leader. I mean, nobody gets 100% approval. Why focus on the people who are haters, you know, unless you're just not certain about where you're going? And then you should be concerned and you can make the adjustments if you're not doing right. But if you're confident in what you're doing, that's just a waste of energy to worry about that. Because if you look around, even the people you love the most, you respect the most, they have their haters. And what do you tell them? You tell them, don't worry about it, right? And well, you know, this isn't what the point is I'm talking about. I'm helping you, well, what I sense my evolution as a man, my man formation, next level thinking. You know, I want you to get it sooner in life than me, right? And the thing that I'm trying to say here is that it doesn't matter what I think, right? If you, by you watching and listening to this Morning Connection live video chat, I can tell you, you are either 1 out of 10, the guy who thinks differently, who's going to have more happiness and success in life. Maybe not quite yet, but you're on your way to becoming that 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 100. Because people, those other 9 or those other 99, they're not here every day like you are. They're not open to this. They're in their grind. They're looking at social media about what their neighbor is doing, watching somebody fail or talk about their bad relationships or whatever and feeling better about their situation, looking for reasons to feel good just the way they are. You're striving for more. So you are that 1 out of 10. You are that 1 out of 100. Maybe not yet, but you are on your way, and you need to believe that, right? But you just don't be confident and just walk your direction when you want to help other people. You want to be popular, again, not just because it makes you feel good. You want to be popular for the reasons of you've got a message to share. You want to elevate other people's lives, right? They have to follow you, right? So I get back to that example of haters is that, you know, I can keep on saying, God, why do you 9 always think about the haters? And I sincerely believe it in my heart and soul. They need to just eliminate that way of thinking and, you know, but it doesn't matter if the 9 don't think that way about haters. And it's just prevalent all over the internet, right? It's like I have to somehow step into that emotion, right? Somehow get them to follow me, you know, into the, and then tell them what I need to think about. But if I'm just saying don't worry about the haters, they don't believe that. They're just going to go with the rest. The 9, they're going to just go their separate way, and they're not going to follow me. There has to be more than about you. You have to step into people's shoes to be a true leader and step into their emotion, lead them over, and then you got to know what their needs are. You got to, and even if it's foreign to you, even though you figure it out, right? I mean, I talk about this all the time because if there's one thing that if I could reach out and do this for any of you out there, one thing that I really believe, you know, people are shooting for that bullseye, that target called happiness, right? Happiness, right? And it's different for all of us. And that target can even move for all of us, right? Achievement is how some people feel when they achieve enough that they're going to have that feeling of fulfillment and happiness in their soul. And they're on this all-out pursuit for achievement. And in their pursuit, that may take months, if not years, just saying, when I achieve, I'm going to have this happiness in my heart. You know, most people, those 9 out of 10, they're never actually going to achieve. You know, I really think that at some level, they know when they achieve that, they're not going to be happy. That 1 out of 10 who are so consistent and persistent and tenacious that achieve it, many times you go, wait a second, this achievement, that didn't make me happy. I appreciate it, but that didn't make me happy, right? And there's one thing that I found in my journey, and again, if you can relate to this now, later, it just makes sense to you, is that achievement wasn't really my bullseye. It's what I believe that achievement would represent to me. So how does this relate to something that I see people talk about on the internet? And especially in my tribe. Now, my tribe, as I evolve past the 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, and I take us all on this man-formation, personal development, become all that we can be in all areas of our lives, more than just muscle, I'm still very much connected to my bodybuilding and training crowd. And I know many of the reasons why it's so important to my bodybuilding and training crowd. And I know why now it was so important to me. But it doesn't matter if I broke through and I became that 1 out of 10 or that 1 out of 100. If I can't be confident in where I'm going, which I'm very confident in where I'm going, I really do believe I have the solutions for my crowd when it comes to the feelings of what they want and what they think their bodybuilding, their shield, their muscle, their discipline, their dedication will get. I am very confident going through this journey and looking for answers and what's on the other side when you finally break through. But it doesn't matter. If I became that 1 out of 100 or that 1 out of 99, and I'm just walking to the promised land that I confidently believe, and I turn around and all my bodybuilding and training buddies think that there's a different answer, and then they've got each other, the other 9 or the other 99, telling them and reinforcing it, it doesn't matter what I believe. If I just want to get to that other side of happiness and fulfillment all by myself and hope people get it and maybe see me as an example, then I can just keep on doing my thing. But if I want to be popular in the respect to help other people, not just popular, you know, let me just tell you, when you get to the other side of happiness and fulfillment, you find out what's most important. You could give a shit what other people think of you. So being popular just to be popular, that other side, that 1 out of 10 way of thinking, right, that most people don't get to, that those 99 don't get to it, but you're not going to really even care what people think about popular in that manner. It's popular meaning influential. Popular that I have a message. I can alleviate of your pain. I know how you're feeling. Look, listen to the Morning Connection live podcast. You know, take some of the books that I recommend, the people I recommend. You know, I want you to get to the other side too and be popular in the fact that it's influential, that I help people get the result that they want. And most importantly, I help them get out of the pain. And so it's about relationships and what people think about what they are and what they aren't. And I tell you, I know what that's like. You'll hear me talk about that a lot because I really think it was the key to me getting the other side, me understanding. I was a guy who had plenty of relationships, and I felt the same exact feelings that I see on the internet, especially my bodybuilding and training crowd, about the disconnect that they have, about as they are trying to fill their heart with connection, yet they are making it impossible for them to connect. They just don't get it. I can't just keep on going down my direction. I have to say it in a manner that they understand if I sincerely want to help them get out of pain, right? And that's something that I'll talk more about. You know, reach out to me, skip at skiplacour.com. I take, questions and comments on this Morning Connection live video feed every single day. As we get more in tune and some more people step up as leaders, like we had a couple calls last week, we'll get into the process, right? You'll see it's painless and something that can really help you and make our show, our daily show, even more entertaining, right? But reach out. I have a skiplacourcoaching.com/MC if you want to reach out. I give these random coaching calls because I have a sincere desire to help people get the other side. So, again, confidence is something that we all want, right? But is it a false confidence? Do we just stick to what we're doing? And many times we are doing the right thing, but we believe in who we are. But it's the approval of other people that rocks our sense of confidence. And the point that I'm trying to say is, if you are confident in what you're doing and you have a sincere desire to help other people and you're going in a direction, right, just appreciate that you figured out some things that only 1 out of 10 will figure out. 1 out of 100 will figure out. So you can't look for their approval if that rocks your sense of confidence. So you see where that popularity, wanting to be popular for the wrong reasons and rocking your sense of confidence. So how to be confident, you know, how to be popular for the right reasons, you got to step into their shoes. And when you convince them, because it's in your heart, you don't just keep on putting your head down, don't care about other people, don't care about what they think. No, step into their shoes. And why do they feel this pain? Maybe you felt that pain too. Maybe, I see this all the time with other experts, they've been very good at what they've been doing since day one. And they lack a certain sense of empathy for those who struggle. That may not be the right mentor for you. Right, that may not be the right mentor for you, because those people who can identify and they made it to the other side might be the best example. Those people who have been just right out of the womb, just really great at what they're doing. I am telling you this, that they have successful strategies. They have successful strategies. They probably can't even relate to your struggles though, because they're that 1 out of 10 or that 1 out of 100, right? For you to join them. The thing is, I don't want you to be one of those 9 who's determined to be the 1 out of 10. I don't want you to be one of the 99 who's determined to be the 1 out of 100. And you're looking at that one person and you're thinking you're defective. You're thinking there's something wrong with you, because there's not. It's just a shift in your thinking, right? So whether you want to be the leader or you're looking for leaders, you know, you got to step into the other person's shoes and be popular because you have that sincere desire to help other people. And you can't judge your confidence on who's following you, because you know by intellectually at least that's not going to be popular. You know what happens, and you see this all the time, is somebody's really confident. Really confident. They can connect with other people and they can become massively popular. And that's really exciting to see. And for those people who look at someone's confidence, their popularity and their confidence, and they don't get it, that's because that's a person that's in their own mindset and trying to make the world their way and not being that sensory cue on how to put this all together. You know, empathy and that sincere desire in your heart is what's going to make you both confident and what's going to make you popular. All right. So hopefully there's some insights. Send me in email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me what you found most valuable about our time together. Have an amazing, awesome, great day. Thanks a lot for joining.